Go ahead, please.
Hubert?
Yes, Mr. President.
How you feeling?
Well, I'm just fine, and how are you?
Pretty good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, a happy Thanksgiving to you and to Lady Bird. My goodness. Everything sounds good from down there.
Fine. We got a little confusion. Aide says McNamara says that they want if you want to go to Pittsburgh. Jake says that his last word was that you'd pick up our senators for us. Now, here's our situation. I thought it would be we're going to talk over some reviews of the next session on money and generally speaking withholdings and things of that kind, and I thought it would be desirable to do it with some of the leadership. McCormick will not fly, so Albert and Boggs are going to be here from the House, and Ford is. We've got airplanes bringing them in. Mansfield is at Sarasota, and Dirksen is at Sanford. They're going to need to be picked up at 10 o'clock in the morning. I thought it would, it's not anything you need to do at all, and if you think that you ought to be somewhere else, why, I'd want you to, but they're going to bring their wives. We didn't arrange it that way, but Mansfield just said, well, his wife's with him, and I guess he's afraid to leave her in Florida, afraid somebody pick her up and run off with her, and I guess he heard you was down there, too, probably. I'm a little scared about my wife. But anyway, I thought it would be a good thing if you didn't have plans that you'd mess up, to give you a chance to kind of lead them in and feel with them and talk to them by picking Mansfield up at 10 o'clock and Dirksen at 10:30 and coming over here about the middle of the day. Now, they're going to stay all night. We'd love for you and Muriel to do the same if you want to.
Yeah.
It's not important. It's not a critical thing. It's not a crisis. There's not any reason for it. We haven't even announced it. We didn't want to until we could be firm on it. But I'm going to have a bunch of folks coming in. I'm going to bring in George Mahon from one direction. I don't want something that'll cause Jerry Ford to criticize us, but I thought it would give you a good chance to talk to them and get both of them's feeling and exploring without lobbying with them, but it would give you a chance to do it if you wanted to. Now, Cross says that he wants to dispatch one of the Jetstars to pick you up to go to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Jake wants to pick these other folks. So we need to know, and they seem to think there's some confusion between what you told Jake and what Cross told McNamara.
Yeah, well, here's the, let me just tell you what the situation was. I had planned to go up to Pittsburgh because I thought that somebody ought to, you know, that one of us elected souls ought to be up there for that gathering, because Scranton and Schaefer and all these people are coming in, and old Dave Lawrence was a good old Democrat for many years. And then I've got to go to Minneapolis for the wedding of my Freddie Gates, my friend's daughter, on Saturday morning. And I thought that was what my original plan was. But if this, I didn't quite understand the meaning of this meeting in Texas. If it's what you say, well, that's where I belong.
Well, I don't want to get you in trouble, and I don't want to be responsible for anything that you've arranged that gets you out, gets you in trouble there. But what we're going to do roughly is take about $5-6 billion out of programs for this year and reduce them. And we're going to explain to them where we think it ought to be reduced. For instance, this morning we're taking about 20% out of your road program.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. President. What I had hoped that I might be able to do, if it was not, if it didn't inconvenience everybody, was to go to Pittsburgh and fly right down after that ceremony down to Texas and getting there about 1:50. But Jake said he thought that'd be too late.
Well, I think it. I think it. If you're going to come, the value of your coming is come with the two senators, not come from Pittsburgh, because you can't talk anybody into anything coming over from Pittsburgh to Johnson City.
No,
it's just a long dash. I'd go on to Pittsburgh and arrange it, and we'll just, I can roughly tell you all we're going to tell them. It's not anything of any great moment. I thought that you might try to bring about a little unity by being the boss of Mansfield and Dirksen. So here's what do you all think about next year? What do you think we're going to do? What do you think we ought to do? Try to get them to talk a little bit privately and get the group, because it just fortuitously we were all in Florida. That was my thinking.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, that's what I will do.
And if you want to, I'll ask, I know Marvin's going to the funeral, but if you think we ought to get some other people, we'll get some other people.
No, I'll do it this way, and I'll come down, I'll be in Texas.
All right,
and
will Muriel be with you?
Yes, Muriel will.
All right, now will you want a plane to go to Minneapolis that night, or?
We'll have to go up to Minneapolis really that night.
All right. Okay, then we'll work it out that way. You can leave here 6, 7 o'clock in the evening and go to Minneapolis.
Yeah, we're going up for our friend's wedding up there.
I just tell him you had another date and you had to go to it and not get any details where you're going. And you bring them over and then we'll have a plane, my plane here or something. We'll take you to Minneapolis.
All right.
Now, will you get a hold of Mansfield and Dirksen? Do you know where they are?
Yes, well, they people do here at the Secret Service.
All right. Now, it's 9:15. You'll have to leave your place. Where are you, Miami or Key West?
Miami.
9:15. You have to leave there to pick them up at not later than 10 at Sarasota and the other one at 10:30.
Yep. We'll have that all worked out.
Now, what I want to do, the main part of this, I thought, is that... it's going to give me a little chance to spend a night with George Mahon and try to get the House thing, and I thought you might work on the Senate thing a little with them. And I would lead them instead of direct them. I'd just make them say to me what they want to do.
All right.
And I think you'll find they don't want to do much. And Scotty Reston, you see his column
tonight? Yes, I saw it the other day.
He says, well, it's in Texas papers this morning, but he says... that Gardner says that we just, our administration of all of our programs is something terrible. I thought Gardner had done an awful good job. I'm surprised that Gardner would say that. He just takes a quote or two out of context, but Shriver is really unloaded on us yesterday. He called a press conference and told them how terrible they all were, and if they didn't start agitating and putting the heat on us and the pressure, that it would be terrible. And I think we've got to have a real feel. What's your feel about poverty next year? What do you think we ought to do? Roughly, our budget, the first 2 years we were in office, was under 100 because of defense expenditures. This year, our budget will run $127 billion.
Yeah.
So we're up from 99. Kennedy was 90. We're up from 99 to 127. Next year, it'll run 140. At the moment, we have requests for 90-some-odd billion from the service. We think that the minimum we can get it down to is probably 75. But we're either going to have, I think it's going to shock the people when we tell them we got to have $140 billion budget. And now, if we hold things as they are except defense, that's what it'll be in that neighborhood, 135 to 140. I don't know how much they talk about this defense spending. I don't know how much, but I think that one of our problems is the criticism they've made of our programs, all right. And my own inclination would be to go along with poverty, something along the line we did this year.
Exactly.
But
they haven't spent it very well, even more. They ought to cut out some, we'll get to talking about that, but they're spread too thin. They ought to concentrate.
Now, here's the people we talked to. If you got a minute.
Yes, sir.
We talked to Hayden. He would not give any specific reactions over the phone. We talked to Russell. He said that he would give us support for an intensive cost reduction program if the cuts were made across the board in the entire budget. The grumbling over specific cuts, but balanced cutback would be supported in the present climate. He says that when we say that we're going to have no new starts in the Corps of Engineers, that's going to cause grumbling. He says the Highway Trust Fund will cause grumbling, but that's all the positive. That's a summary of his conversation. You see how constructive they all are. Magnuson says, I'm taking these leaders now, I'm the chairman of the committee. He said, take $300 million out of economic opportunity. Take a few whacks out of NIH, 5%. Cut a little from impacted areas. Take a whack out of NASA. Stretch out SST, but go on select Boeing as a contractor.
Yep.
Defer new starts, go ahead with an ongoing program. Don't cut any power programs in Washington. Stennis, he's certain some cutting has to be done. Divide cuts between administration and Congress. He would have no comment on health. Very difficult to cut impacted area. Reluctant support of deferral of new starts. Deferral of some highway would make sense. That's Stennis. Holland, no reason to spend congressional add-ons on DOD. Cut poverty drastically. Cut National Institute of Health. Cut impacted areas. Keep Apollo, but cut post-Apollo. SST slowdown. Delay new starts. Cut navigation, irrigation, ahead of flood control. REA cut to budget request. FHA cut operating loans. Substantial cuts in aid. Senator Hill, dubious about holding back any NIH. Impacted areas must not be cut. Might as well slow down. Governor Wallace gets credit anyway. Senator Russell Long, delay $130 million add-on, but not if it affects Louisiana. NIH, aid to airports, so he does no good. Dirksen, he will cooperate in any balance cuts. Cut areas where Congress added to the budget. She will slow down the entire construction program. Now, my judgment is, since we got all these governors and highways pretty popular, and the contractors and labor and everything, but I believe that that's the most wholesome area that we can make the cuts. Although I notice Ruska's against cutting and Munt's against cutting. The Republicans are really against cutting where we can cut. The trust fund.
That's big money.
Yeah. They want to cut the Office of Economic Opportunity and Health and so forth.
One of the things I...
Senator Allen says the opportunity can stand a whale of a slash and a complete reworking. McCormick said hold back in the impacted areas. Albert said do some trimming in poverty. Mahon says cut poverty. Congressman Ford said cut $500 million out of poverty. Congressman Laird said put the Head Start in the Office of Education. It's very popular.
Well, I think one point that we ought to keep in mind is getting a, we ought to get in the fellow like Muskie or some of these on the liberal side. They're going to have more control in that Congress than they have had, in fact, because I think you're going to find Brooks and Percy at least as strong with them on a lot of these new programs. And even if we make good hard efforts at the executive level, because unless we got their cooperation, they'll try to override us and make us look bad. Because you can rest assured there are a few fellows there that are going to try to have all the add-ons that they can get just to look good. And somewhere along the line, I hope that you can bring in possibly a fellow like young Fred Harris and maybe Ed Muskie. And
when you bring them down, every guy that doesn't come in, McCarthy doesn't come in, or Mondale, you're in damn sure trouble. And when you bring them all down, as I did a dozen times last year at different times, I had McCarthy in at least six times.
I know that.
I just get in trouble with them. Muskie got us in all this goddamn trouble. He had to have a big hearing and call up Bobby Kennedy and get Gardner and all of them to raise hell about why we weren't doing our job. I swear I can't understand that.
Well, I know he's got that set of hearings going on now, but I think he's the most manageable and cooperative.
Yes, he is. He's cooperative and he's friendly. But they all want a headline.
Yeah.
And the only way to get a headline is to cuss your own president.
Yeah, that's
if you denounce your mother and say, by God, that she ought to die today, well, you'll get a good headline.
That's right.
And that's what we got to try to get them to keep from doing. I don't know how to do it. I didn't ask Kuechel and Long. I don't know. I did ask Boggs because McCormick couldn't come. I didn't ask Laird. I didn't want to be afraid if I got into the whips and into the other outfits.
It's pretty hard to know where to stop. Kuechel, very frankly, isn't going to be able to influence them anyway, you know.
I thought he could handle Brooke, maybe, and Percy and be some help there.
Well,
and
possibly.
Maybe he'd be a little progressive. And I don't know about Long. I think Mansfield kind of resents Long being asked. Long might resent not being asked, though. I don't know.
Well, Russell, if you're getting aboard, is the most effective. He can be effective. I don't know, it might not be a bad idea. You still have a day and a half to ask those two fellows.
No, I just got today.
Yes, but I mean, before the day and a half, tomorrow that you want to be down there.
Yeah.
And I think it might not be a bad idea. Really, now that I'm on second thought, I think you maybe ought to, because Russell, you know, he's pretty strong-willed.